It's the Big 5-0 as the Natty Boys are coming at you with our 50th episode. That's right, folks, we made it. Today we've got some Bengals free agency talk as we go over some of the moves that they've made and, more importantly, some of the moves that they didn't make. Also, in honor of our 50th show, we have a fantasy draft of our top things that lasted much longer than they probably should have. Enjoy the show.
You're listening to the Natty Boys Podcast, presented by Mill Iron Sports.
And welcome to the Natty Boys. Today is Friday, March 23rd, and Cincinnati did it to me again this past weekend. I want to die. With the Bearcats' 22-point loss to Nevada. They were up 22 points and ended up blowing the game. There's not really many words that can be said to explain how I felt. So we're not going to spend a ton of time on the Bearcats or Xavier this, you know, tonight. We're just going to move on. Everything that we had to say about it, we kind of said on Twitter, and, you know, I'm going to crawl in a hole and die.
Yeah, we're going to move on to something a little more cheerful and something that has never let us down. We're going to talk a lot about the Cincinnati Bengals this week.
Yep.
So they've been pretty active in free agency and, I guess not really super active.
That's
but
what I was getting ready to say. It's sad that right what they've done so far is considered active because normally they don't do anything.
They don't do
right. It. So just the few people that they've signed is considered active. But honestly, I like the moves that they've made. I think even more, I think, telling is I like the moves that they didn't make as far as some of the guys of their own that they didn't re-sign.
Like Pac-Man and Russell Bodine.
Also, before Bodine we launch into this, garbage. Fellas, I would just like to say happy 50th episode. I can't believe we made it this far.
Yeah, I can't believe we're still going.
Yeah.
Watch out, Simpsons.
The Big 5-0. So I think one of the biggest moves that the Bengals made was the Cordy Glenn trade.
Yeah. That's going to be huge. I mean, obviously, the one of their biggest holes last year was the offensive line. So getting that solid tackle, that's going to help. If they can kind of plug in some, a center and a guard from the draft maybe, or if they do another free agent move or two, I think it's going to be a significantly different line than we had last year. And, Dalton's going to be the one that benefits from that the most because when he gets the
time.
You mean
Matt Barkley.
What did I say? Oh, yeah.
It's Matt Barkley's team.
Yeah, I can't wait for that.
Favorite backup in the city of Cincinnati.
I thought we signed Matt Barkley to use as trade bait to get A.J. McCarron back.
Oh.
Is that not how it's going to work?
I thought that. Maybe they're
holding the cards a little close to the vest, but I think that's what we're looking at here.
I agree. I was happy with Cordy Glenn. I think you could see him take another tackle in the draft, and they'll start moving, the athletic guys inside to give him protection on all sides. Because when you do have a weak tackle, I mean, move him down inside so he's got protection on either end. So,
sure.
I could see him doing that still and drafting it, a decent tackle at that 21 position. It's a really deep draft for O-line, so. It actually kind of works out perfect for the Bengals. So I'm excited to see what they do in the draft.
The one thing I don't like is a lot of the mocks are taking another defensive back.
Right.
Yeah. Because safety is a big spot for them right now.
Yeah. I forget the kid's name. It's like Josh.
Was it Mike Mitchell? He's jobless.
I hope nobody signs that motherfucker.
Yeah,
I hope nobody does, and I'm gonna feel like it always happens to us. Tomorrow, the Bengals will come to an agreement with him.
Yeah. And I'll lose my mind.
And then this will get released on Friday, and we'll look like jackasses.
Yep.
We also signed the local Northwestern linebacker from
Preston Brown.
I was happy about the Bills
last year too, right?
He was their leading tackler, I think. Yeah,
I think he led the league last year.
Yeah, he did lead the league. He was a beast last year. Yeah. So, yeah, I think that's going to be pretty good. And that may be even more relevant of a signing if Perfect ends up not being able to play.
Fuck.
I hope his contract gets voided. I really do.
Which I guess I saw on Twitter they were saying that if he does get that 4-game suspension, that the Bengals could legally void his contract based on the way I guess it was structured. So
he's forfeiting like $13 million or something crazy. Yeah,
you
like
know
that.
They won't, but I really hope that they do, just because how many times have we had this discussion where it's like, all right, well, we might be starting the season without Perfect because of suspension. Usually it's for, you know, his hits, but this time it was for performance-enhancing drugs. He failed a drug test back in December. What did he claim it was?
He said
the doctor prescribed him something for concussions, which I do want to see kind of what comes out about that, because either way, he's going to be suspended. He's not going to win his appeal. So it's even in the past when people have used that excuse and they accepted it, they've still upheld suspension.
It was Adderall, wasn't it?
I heard originally it was something for his shoulder and his concussions, or his concussion. And then I also heard that it was Adderall he used. Basically, his story didn't make any sense because I think he blamed it on... I think he's blamed it on two different things. I'm not 100% sure because I'm so sick of him. I don't read much of his stuff, but that's why I didn't blog it, because it would have just turned into like a 500-word rant on how much I hate the guy. But
so how true do you guys think that the rumors last week of the Raiders trying to trade for him were? Because you know that when Gruden, you know, when the Bengals were on Monday Night Football, Gruden loves the guy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. When I saw it at first, I thought, that's horseshit. After this stuff coming out, I think it could have had some, you know, truth to it. And I think if they can void his contract, it might be something to watch.
But if they void his contract, we're not going to get anything back for him.
Right. Which is so Cincinnati. Like, and that's why, yeah, I could see it now. And that's what's going to happen. They're going to void his contract. He's going to walk. He's going to go to Oakland or Vegas and have an amazing, like, rest of his career. And that's the catch 22 with Perfect, is he is, and I know you guys don't like him, and I've defended him in the past, but I'm kind of fed up with him. But he is the best linebacker in the NFL, or at least top five.
He's good. That's for sure. He wasn't good.
Yeah, there's no doubt that he's one of the most talented linebackers in the league. But, you know, talent doesn't mean shit when you can't be on the field because you can't stay within
the
rules.
It's the same thing with Eifert.
I don't want to go down too far of a path on Perfect. I know we've talked about how sometimes he gets a little bit more scrutiny than your average player would get, and he probably gets flagged and fined and suspended for things that other people wouldn't. But again, he's earned that reputation, and that's what's going to follow him for the rest of his career.
Definitely.
And again, it's just not worth spending the money, wasting the roster spot on a guy that you're going to have for 50% to 75% of the games. Even if he is legally allowed to play, if he's not suspended, he's hurt a lot too. I mean, he's had concussion issues. He's had other issues. So,
no, and I agree. I agree with you 100%. I wasn't necessarily saying you guys are wrong or have attacked him. It's just that's what makes it hard with him, is because when he's there, it's the same with Eifert. When they're there, they're all world.
Tyler Eifert.
Yeah, we touched on that a little bit last week with him getting a 1-year deal to kind of see what, you know, if he can stay healthy and if he's productive. And I think that was, you know, obviously the right decision for the Bengals. And it kind of surprised me that Eifert was willing to sign that deal, because I feel like if he would have gone, you know, as an unrestricted free agent, he probably could have got, just based on his, you know, based on his athleticism and his history, he probably could have got a lot more money than what he got from the Bengals.
Yeah, and I don't know if we'll ever know this for sure, but my theory is, you know, it was probably non-contending teams had offered him, you know, a relatively decent contract, you know, 3 years for, I don't know, 6-7 a year. I don't know what the going rate for a good tight end is right now. But I think any contender would put him on a incentive-based deal for 1 year like the Bengals did. And why not just stay here where he knows the quarterback, he knows the system.
Sure.
If he's got that, you know, learning curve for 4 weeks in Detroit with Matt Stafford or someone, his production's going to be down, so he's probably not going to get that massive payday that he wants at the end of his 1 year you know, prove it contract.
Right. Right.
So he may not stay a Bengal for the rest of his career. He may just use this year to get a huge payday somewhere else. But if he stays healthy and helps him win, I don't care.
Yeah, yep. And if he does,
I agree.
And if he does that, I mean, he might get that huge payday here because if he proves himself, I mean, I'm sure the Bengals are gonna, you know, they're gonna wanna keep him going because, I mean, we've all seen what he can do when he's healthy. It's just can he stay healthy? And
right.
You know, we talked about it a little bit last week. You know, I'm glad to see it because what they signed him for isn't a significant amount. It's basically a, you know, see what you can do kind of trial year basically. And if it doesn't work out, so be it. But I don't know.
Gronk's tag team partner.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. I know he's from Indiana. Do you know what his fan was? Like who he was a fan of growing up? Was it the Colts or
Bengals? I feel like it
Bengals?
Was the Bears for some Bears. Reason.
Okay. I wasn't sure if that had something to do with it too. If he kind of had a childhood connection to the team or not. I mean, because that can be part of it sometimes. And
for some reason, I thought, I don't know, I could be completely off base on this, but I thought he was a Bears fan. Like, I thought he was a Chicago sports fan. Like, I thought I remembered him either being at, like, a Bulls game or something. But you never know with Indiana.
Yeah.
Indiana's one of those states that it's split up so weird.
Yeah.
Indianapolis is a bunch of Reds fans.
Right.
But, I mean, and then once you get, like, an hour or two north of Indy, you start to get into Cubs territory.
Cubs territory,
so.
Yep.
And so, yeah, I don't know where he's from, but I'm probably completely wrong on this, but I think for some reason I think he more falls into the Chicago sports.
Yeah. So I think the biggest signing that the Bengals had of the offseason was Kevin Huber.
Yeah.
Get that punter locked up.
So my sources were saying 3 years, $90 million. I was a little off.
Guaranteed $90 million.
Yeah, I like Huber. You know, he's a really good punter. He's a Cincinnati kid. You can't really complain about it. He's done a good job for the Bengals.
Yeah, no, definitely.
Yeah, I was glad they re-signed him. I mean, it's one of those things that, like, if it was, you know, like if it was Eifert and he went to a city, and but like with it being Huber, it's like, well, I wouldn't have had any bad feelings towards him anyway, like as the punter of
team.
Yeah, it's not like he's I mean, yeah, he can pin him deep and he can be a great punter, but at the end of the day, it's not like he's out there wreaking havoc on our defenses or something like that. So I was glad to see the local boy, and now, I mean, I know that he drafts, you know, he seems to draft Michigan guys a decent amount, but it seems like Mike Brown and everybody are kind of, I don't know if they're doing it on purpose, but there's a lot of local ties to the Bengals team.
Yeah.
So, which made me hope they would maybe get Norwell, but he was a little too expensive.
Yeah, I know.
He got paid.
Yeah. So.
So one of the big players that left, Jeremy Hill ended up going to New England, and that just pretty much guarantees that he's going to be a badass next year and probably win comeback player of the year or something ridiculous.
Because, I mean, he showed flashes of that his rookie year, what he can do when he's, you know, hitting the hole hard, running well, and holding on to the football. So I think the talent's there. And, I mean, New England's a place where you get this random obscure running back that comes out of nowhere and just makes a huge name for himself. And I feel like that's going to be Jeremy Hill. He's going to be a stud. And, you know, just with Mixon and with Hill or Geo, I mean, there wasn't room for him, so I'm not sad to see him go. But I really wish it would have worked out just because of the talent that he had. But like I said, you know, he's going to kill it in New England.
Yeah, and that's the
not
thing
like
too,
Aaron
you
Hernandez
like,
kill it, but you know he's going to do well.
Which I believe this is I don't know if this is the actual anniversary of him killing himself, or I know it was right around this time because I saw PFT was saying he hopes Peyton Manning didn't die because he's working on another book.
Yeah.
But you mentioned, you know, the him going off and being a stud, or like them having no-name running backs tearing it up. Sometimes I wonder how much Jeremy Hill is viewed as a good running back in the NFL.
Yeah.
I mean, we all, like, expected greatness out of him because of his rookie year. And I know he frustrated the hell out of fantasy owners. But outside of Bengals and then the people that play fantasy football pretty religiously, like he probably will end up being that, like you said, that unknown guy in New England where he's going to, on a Sunday night game, he's just going to destroy the Chiefs for like 284 yards or something like that. Mm-hmm. And everyone's going to pick him back up on the fantasy team, and then he's going to disappear until the playoffs.
Or he's going to, he's going to have like four touchdowns.
He might just
in the
score a lot. Yeah. He might just score a lot because that's what kind of the purpose he started serving here was just our red zone guy.
Yeah.
And with Burkhead being back in New England, he kind of fits that perfectly.
This is exactly what Jeremy Hill's career needed to get that, you know, that reboot.
Oh, yeah.
Because
definitely
after the flashes of his rookie year, you know, I mean, we've all said it. He's going to fucking dominate in New England with their offensive line and with Brady. I mean, it's kind of ridiculous. I'm not rooting for him because it's New England, you know. Maybe I'll root for him, but not for New England to still lose.
Yeah. If I draft him on my fantasy team, I'll root for him.
Yeah, there you go.
Otherwise.
Yeah. So another big name that the Bengals didn't re-sign that went elsewhere was Andre Smith. He's out to Arizona, so
yeah.
I'm glad to finally be out from under him. Same with Russell Bodine. He's off to Buffalo with A.J. McCarron.
I'm actually going to miss him, I think.
Who's that?
Russell Bodine.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. I took to Twitter. I don't know, and I'm gonna call myself out here. I don't fucking like Bengals centers. I hated Kyle Cook. I hated Bodine. I don't know what it is. I just want him to get a damn good center.
Did you like Rich Bram?
Yeah.
I was a Rich Bram guy. Didn't mind him, but didn't know a lot about him because I was younger. But I hated Kyle Cook, and I don't really. He's one of those guys that would have made the list of. I don't know why I hated him.
How do you feel about our long snappers?
I like Clark Harris.
He's weirdly big for a long snapper. I know long snappers. I don't know.
Like, he's broad. Looks
like if I saw him walking around, I'd be like, that is a dominant tight end.
Right.
Like, he's a stud.
I had to call myself out on that because I hated Kyle Cook. I hate Bodine. I just want him to get the center from Ohio State and be done with it.
I'm hoping Price. Yeah, I'm hoping he can fall to
just
them.
Just get him.
In the second round, maybe.
I think he's
hurt, isn't he?
Yeah, he tore his pec, but they said that
so
he could
bring
be ready
T.J. Johnson
in
to start.
Yeah.
And then when he's ready to go, we're good.
I mean, Billy Price, he was a guard the year before, and then when what's his name? Their center at the time graduated. I mean, he won the Remington, and so they shifted him over from
Mangold.
But they shifted
sister.
Him over to center, and then Billy Price won the Remington. So it was basically back to back years that Ohio State had guys go from guard to center and then win the Remington Award. But I think Billy Price, he would be a steal if the Bengals could get him to fall into the second round. And even if he's not ready to go at the beginning of the season, I think it would be worth it. And then again, if they can get a guard to kind of tighten up that offensive line, it's going to be a night and day difference, I think.
Yeah, it'd be
huge. Either way, with my track record, I'm going to hate him. So I apologize ahead of time. I just don't like Bengals centers for whatever reason.
They should just play without a center.
Yeah. Just
have Dalton go up.
5 second count.
Snap it to himself. You know,
one Mississippi,
during the huddle,
two Mississippi.
Say no recess on ball.
flag football rules.
One of the great things that came out of this Bodine signing was our friend over at the Athletic, Joe Goodberry, retweeting and posting all the videos of all the Bodine fuck ups over the years.
Yeah.
And one of my favorite ones, and I don't know if anyone saw it, and if I find it, I'll retweet it when this comes out on Friday, was when Dalton was dropping back to pass. He was obviously in pass protection, and the defensive lineman jumped to try to swat the ball, and Bodine jumped up with him. Did you guys see that one?
I don't think so.
It was so funny. Like, it was the greatest thing I've ever seen. Like, it was almost like and he didn't jump as high, so like it's like when he went to jump, he realized like, shit, I shouldn't jump, but he did because he couldn't stop.
Jesus Christ.
Was so fucking funny. Like, it was so funny.
Yeah.
Like, I think the tweet was like, this summarizes, you know, Bodine's career in Cincinnati, which I'd hate to wish anything bad on somebody when, I mean, he didn't do anything other than suck. It wasn't like he was a bad guy too.
Yeah.
So you don't want to you know, kick him on the way out. But I mean, I'm not going to miss him. You said, I think we're going to be much better off with whatever we get in the draft or via position switches. So,
another odd thing that came out of this offseason, and it really started in the postseason, was this strange relationship between the Bills and the Bengals. Like, you know, it started with the Bengals getting the Bills into the playoffs and then them all thanking them. And now, you know, we did the trade with the Bills, and the Bills have signed, like, three former Bengals. We signed one former Bill. It's crazy. Like, I don't know. Yep. I don't think I've ever seen something like this before. And I'm sure a lot of it's just coincidence, but it's just funny how it's all been shaken out.
Yeah, well, we've seen a lot of that.
The Reds and the Nationals there for a while.
Yeah.
And then the Reds and the Cardinals for a while. It seems to happen in waves. And I don't know if it happens in other cities, but I feel like the Cincinnati teams are always tied with another team of, like, just swapping shit for shit a lot of times. Hopefully, like, in this case, that's not what happened. But
I feel like the Blue Jackets and Rangers did that a lot for a while.
Yeah, they did that for a while, too.
A few big trades with them.
So, as we mentioned at the beginning of the podcast, this is episode number 50 of the Natty Boys. And, you know, we kind of joked about it lasting a little bit longer than any of us thought it would, or maybe it probably should have. But in honor of that, tonight's fantasy draft is going to be of things that lasted too long.
Yeah, or not necessarily too long, and also just lasted longer than we think they maybe should have.
Okay.
Yeah, and we didn't want to have Hefe's wife hop on here and say sex, so we're just going to take it ourselves.
Ouch.
So the first thing that I have, I got the first pick, and I'm going with The Office. It lasted about two seasons longer than it should have with Michael Scott.
Yep.
You know, Michael Scott left at the end of season 7, and then seasons 8 and 9 were just awful. So if it would have ended at 7, it would have been the absolute perfect ending, and it should have ended when it at the end there.
Yep. Yeah. I had that on my list too. I was just going to say the only thing we had that I liked the final episode where you got the resolution of, like, all the Michael Scott stuff.
That's true. I did like that.
But other than that, I agree. The last 2 years were just a waste, and
yep. It
definitely went on way too long.
Yeah, I'm guessing we all probably had that on our list. I figured that was probably going to be our first pick overall.
Yep.
Yeah.
So my first pick is going to be any hangover after 30 years old lasts way longer than it should. I feel like before, like when we were in our 20s, we would go out, get hammered, wake up, and you'd have, like, a little bit of a headache in the morning. Maybe you'd throw up or something. Then you'd get some food in you, and you'd be good to go after an hour, maybe take a nap. But now I feel like shit for, like, 3 or 4 days later after drinking. And I've noticed, too, like, I'll have, like, one or two beers at night, and I'll wake up, and, like, I'll have a headache for the next, like, 5 or 6 hours after I wake up. And I'm like, what the fuck happened to me? So yeah, hangovers in your 30s last way longer than they should.
That's a great pick.
Yeah, awesome pick. I'm going to go. This is going to be an unpopular opinion in my household, and it's because my wife's such a big fan, and it's still going on. I'm going to say The Walking Dead has gone on for way too long. I feel like they need to end it. I haven't watched it in a while, so I don't really have a good reasoning for saying this. But
that's what I was going to say.
It needs to be over.
I'm going to disagree with you because I stopped watching, like, 3 seasons ago, and so in my
so
mind
it ended for it you ended, a while
yeah,
ago
so it ended right at the right time.
Now, I've only seen, like, the first episode or two, but isn't there some chick that's been pregnant for, like, 4 seasons or something like that?
Yeah,
is that the same show?
Like,
I saw
that.
Someone
she
bitching
was
online
pregnant
about it.
But now the kid's like 2 or 3. Yeah, but I agree with Hefe. The
she
show
said,
is just terrible. Whoa.
Yeah, like, whoa. It just
she's like
needs to...
Bonnie from Family Guy.
It just needs to end.
Yeah.
But yeah, Walking Dead is my first pick.
It's awful. I'm rooting for Negan. I hope he kills everyone.
For who?
All right, so...
The bad guy.
We touched on this a little bit earlier, and I thought it was over the first time, but he came back for a second tour of duty, and it lasted too long again. Andre Smith's career is a Bengal.
Yes.
I think it went on way too long. I wasn't thrilled when they drafted him.
Yeah.
And he didn't do anything to prove me wrong. I know a lot of people think that he was a good tackle, but he was garbage. And, I mean, the guy was too fat to let his broken foot heal.
Right.
So, I mean, how many offensive linemen get hurt and heal? How many offensive linemen get hurt and never heal because they're too fat?
Right.
One.
Exactly.
So, and and not to get too crazy off topic here, but another reason I've never liked him, but I read a story, I think it's Deadspin. Don't they do that every year? The why your team sucks.
Yeah.
And there was a guy that wrote in. They always ask for fan like submissions. This guy ran valet at a very nice steakhouse in Cincinnati. And he said there was a team dinner that all the offensive linemen were showing up to. And Andre Smith showed up. And there was a McDonald's bag with two value meals in there. Like, he ate two value meals on the way to the team dinner. And so that's another thing. And whether that was true or not, I'm sure it probably is. Just
say, I kind of
other stories you've heard about
it. I kind of respect that move.
I was going to say.
I get it. Like, that's a Milliron sports move. I'm not above it, but I'd like to think if I have a history of not being able to heal because I'm too fat, like...
We're still young.
I feel like if there's video of me out there running with my shirt off that there is of Andre Smith running with his shirt off, I'm not going anywhere near McDonald's ever again.
Right.
I feel like that alone should be enough to swear off of McDonald's like, in any kind
little
of
little kids probably thought he was Grimace showing up for a photo op.
There is one of the pictures of Andre Smith where I swear it looks like Zoidberg, his stomach does.
Yeah.
For Futurama.
Nice. I know what you're talking about. All right, so Andre Smith was my first pick. I mean, I hate to go Bengals again, but Marvin Lewis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it's never going to end. Like, I don't know that we're ever going to see. Marvin Lewis will still be the coach of the Bengals when they move to wherever Mike Brown takes them.
Right.
When he gets into a pissing contest with the county.
Newport.
Yeah, they'll share a stadium with FC Cincinnati and
the
Lexington.
The Newport Bengals.
Yeah. Just keep on moving south until someone builds us a stadium. But, yeah, that. Tune in next week for our FC Cincinnati podcast.
Ooh.
Psych. So... But, yeah, I hate to go Bengals heavy, but it's a Bengals episode. And I liked Marvin early on. I just think it's time to move on. And it's kind of like the Office analogy. We got what we needed out of him. Like,
yeah.
Let's not let this thing end horribly.
Right.
Yeah. I'd hate to continue the Bengals trend, but AJ McCarron, like, he's gone. Thank God. He's not as good as everybody thought he was, and I can't wait for that to be proven.
Who thought he was good?
Dalton haters.
Yeah, that's true.
Every one of you Dalton haters can suck it. He's not a Bengal anymore. You can hop on the Barkley train.
They can just be Bills fans.
As a Bengal. Yeah, they can be Bills fans, but they're not that smart. They're going to be Barkley people.
I kind of want to be Bills fans.
Bills Mafia.
Are we Bills fans? Do we just become Bills fans?
I would love just to light shit on fire and smash tables. Like, that's. I don't even care about the games anymore. If I get to break something in my backyard without, you know, being judged,
like, yeah.
I'm good with it.
I can't wait for McCarron to win MVP for the Bills next year.
Oh, it's going to be so funny.
It'll be just, yeah. Ugh.
There is someone very close to the podcast that would have an aneurysm if he has even a good game, I think. That's how much he hates the guy. So,
But
yeah, I'm glad I don't dislike AJ McCarron. I'm just glad that I don't have to listen to people in like women in Nashville anymore talk about how he should start.
Yeah, but they weren't saying that because they thought AJ McCarron was that great. I mean, they said it because they thought Dalton sucked. So you're still going to get that this year, whether it's Barkley
and weren't
whether
they rolled
it's somebody
tied?
That they draft.
Yeah, they were
roll
tide.
Yeah, that's true.
Anybody rolled tide is going to think he's God's gift to football.
Yeah.
That was the worst McDonald's visit ever.
It was a long wait, and I wanted my McDouble. Damn it.
I thought you guys were dead.
It did take a long time.
I took the Uber back to the house, and
it was like the most interesting trip.
And just said to buy it. I remember everyone throwing in money, like, let's just buy as many cheeseburgers as like McDoubles and fries and nuggets as we can buy.
Yeah,
and I was just like,
I think me and T-Bone ate all of them too. So
I ate some.
Yeah,
we ate a lot.
I was gonna say I sat there and ate a bunch of cheeseburgers.
I say most people were passed out by the time we got back. I feel like
we got a lot and we ate a lot.
The only reason I wasn't passed out is because I had to pace myself that night. Because speaking of 30-year-old hangovers, I about died the night before.
Yeah.
So
is that still your profile picture on Twitter?
No. Now it's me tackling a bush in our
that's
side yard
right,
at OU.
Right, that's right. Yeah.
Back when he was denying his Bills Mafia.
Yeah.
Inside.
Kind of, yeah. I mean,
You're kind of perfect for Bills Mafia.
All right, Witty. Please don't be Bengals.
No, I've got a couple that I'm just throwing into the honorable mentions. So my next pick is going to be the work week. I feel like I want my work week to be the same schedule that like my college class schedule was. So like I'll go to work for 2 hours in the morning on Mondays and Fridays, and you know,
well, you'll skip
Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. I'll go for a couple hours in the afternoon. I won't have anything on Tuesdays, and yeah, I'll skip half the time too, and I'll still get the same salary and benefits and everything, but you know, I only have to work for a total of like 15 hours a week, and I can take naps and play video games and eat, you know, takeout from the dining hall.
Yeah. And if you have to go in from 4 to 5 on a Friday, you might be a little drunk already.
Yeah, exactly. And it's no big deal. It's normal.
Darty.
I feel like the work world should mirror college life.
I would love that.
Is that so much to ask?
So you really just want to be a student advisor or a RA?
Yeah.
Is what you're saying.
No, I'm no narc.
So I'm going to piggyback off of Wits a little bit.
Don't.
And I'm going to say that my college career was entirely too long. Because I went to college for like 13 years and I only got 2 degrees.
But you're a doctor, so it all paid off.
PhD or just a master's or?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. Dr. DB.
Yep. So, yeah, my college career lasted way longer than I would have liked. You know, it would have been nice if it was a normal 4 years like you guys. But, no, I had to go the extra mile.
A lot of good, a lot of people go to college for 7 years.
I did 4.5.
Yeah.
I should have stayed. I think mine was too short. I should have stayed for at least 6 or 7.
Yeah, I agree with Mac.
I only bled into my 5th year a little bit.
So my last pick, wrapping it back around, is Michael Jordan's 3rd stint in the NBA. I feel like his time with the Washington Wizards wasn't quite what it should have been. You know, he should have just ended it after his 6th championship with the Bulls and let it be that. But he had to come back, and you know, he kind of ruined his legacy a tiny bit.
Yep.
Yeah.
Until LeBron does
it. That's why LeBron's the greatest.
True.
When LeBron does it, then they'll be like, well, LeBron tried it too, so.
Yeah. So my last pick of things that have lasted a lot longer than they should is this episode, so let's wrap it up.
I'm going to stick with college, and our humor changes as we get older, but I'm going to Dane Cook was way too long for us. He was funny all through college, and then I just kind of watched him the one day, and it was over. Like, Dane Cook took way too long for me to realize he wasn't funny.
I don't know if he was funny or it was just, like, mob mentality. Everybody thought he was funny.
I don't
know
what
like,
it was. It's
like
just
the peer pressure, like, hey, Dane Cook's a funny guy. And, like, you were the dick if you didn't think he was funny.
It was just one day it clicked, and I was like, dude, this guy is awful.
He had some funny jokes, but, like, the stories that he told... He tried to act like they actually happened, and they were just completely ridiculous stories.
Like, he used to tell, and not, this is mean, but he used to tell stories about his parents, and you found out that, like, his parents had been dead forever. Like, he was making stories up about people that were dead,
it's
which,
kinda fucked up.
I mean, that, you have to have a little bit of, like, you know, whatever they call it, like, creative,
artistic
embellishment.
Yeah, artistic,
embellishment.
Yeah, embellishment. Artistic licensing, but is that right?
Artistic license.
License, yeah. Well, whatever. Artistic BMVing. no, you have to have a little artistic license with some of those stories you tell, obviously, but like they were just like completely like out of nowhere. So yeah, I agree with you, Hefe.
Hey, sorry, all your right, refrigerator fine. Broke. We were all riding it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's funny. I'm just kidding. We're back.
So my last one, a lot of people might not even remember this. They started out as commercials, and I think they might still be commercials. But ABC actually tried to pick up the ball and run with it, the Cavemen show.
Oh.
Like the Geico Cavemen?
The Geico Cavemen,
I do remember that. Almost. It was, did it even last an episode? Like, I know that they talked about it.
I think they went into like the early double digits of episodes.
Wow.
I think they got to like episode 10 or 11 I saw this morning when I was looking at this stuff. And it really? Was, and because I remember them doing a show because I was like, I don't know why just recently I was thinking about that. I think it was because the way my mind works, the TV show 10 Items for Less, that was kind of funny. The one manager
on that show
was actually one of the cavemen on the commercials.
Really?
So that got me thinking like, oh yeah, that's right. There was a TV show about that. And yeah, it didn't last a full season. So I don't remember. I don't think I watched it. And if I did, it was probably so terrible. I just was like, fuck it. I'm not.
Yeah. So I think I knew
2007.
Yeah. I think I knew of it, but I know I never watched it.
Yep. So that lasted entirely too long.
Damn.
Two episodes would have been entirely too long, I think.
Yeah. Getting a pilot out there would have been too long.
Yeah. Yeah. So how are we doing on honorable mentions? Anybody got one for us?
Brett Favre's career.
Yeah.
Yeah, he definitely drug that thing out.
The Simpsons.
Yep, Simpsons.
Yeah.
I was going to say, sticking with TV shows, Mac, you'd probably be the only, I think you're the only other one that watched this show, but I feel like Sons of Anarchy went on a little bit too long. It got to the point where it seemed like they were just like coming up with ridiculous like problems for them to get into, and then they would just write these like such far-fetched like ways around them. It basically seemed like they were just writing themselves out of problems, like with these ridiculous, you know, whatever they had happening. So I felt like it was kind of a stretch there at the end. I think if they would have cut it off a couple seasons early, they would have been a lot better off there.
Yeah, like how would they kill somebody in a prison fight and then everybody get out like the next month?
That's exactly. Like the one time where they killed like that federal agent, like when they had the bus, or like they had that. I forget exactly how it goes now, but they like had them pull it over, and then like you thought they were all going to jail and pissed at each other, but actually it was like a plot they were all in it together. Like it just they really got kind of out of hand there, I feel like. And the only other two I had were, like I said, along the lines of the Bengals, were Burfict and Pac-Man's careers, and obviously Burfict's is still going along, and there's a chance, I guess, Pac-Man gets brought back for Less, but I feel like I'm ready for both of them to be gone.
I agree with that.
I had Johnny Manziel. I feel like...
You fucking shut up. You shut up.
I feel like the NFL...
We're Team Johnny now.
I feel like the NFL... Sometimes he makes me smile, but I just feel like the NFL stuff with him lasted way too long for somebody that I kind of knew in college wasn't going to really make it.
I had two. Well, I've got two. I would have had three, but somebody stole my office. That wouldn't have been honorable mention, by the way. That was, you know, that was first round material. So
thank you,
kudos. Dilly Dilly.
Yeah.
Yes.
I never really liked it to begin with. At first, the commercials, the old timey commercials, made me laugh, but the Dilly Dilly just got ran into the ground immediately.
Yeah, and I was like, that seems like one of those things they didn't intend, like, mean for it to be a catchphrase, but like someone probably just jumped on it and they heard people saying it's like, oh shit, let's run this into the ground over and over and over again. So
right,
like almost immediately, Roethlisberger was using it as like one of his audible calls, you know. And I think that's really what projectiled it into the ground.
Projectile vomited.
Well, fuck him.
That's what killed it for you.
Thanks a lot, Big Ben. And this isn't one that I don't think should have lasted as long, but lasted a lot longer than people expected. Magic Johnson.
Definitely longer than anyone expected.
Jesus Christ.
Good for him. I mean, we're very pro Magic
Congratulations.
Johnson. Congratulations. You've lasted. Well, think about it. I mean,
yeah, like if you're sitting here getting fined for tampering and all that, you're talking about, I thought you were talking about his career as an owner. As a GM. Wow, GM.
or as an owner, yeah. No, No, I was actually talking health wise, but but no, good for you, Magic.
All right, so we like to wrap up every show, letting you know what we're looking forward to the upcoming weekend. I'm gonna go ahead and go first and steal it from you guys, so nobody else has a chance. I'm looking forward to the Blue Jackets game. The Natty Boys are taking a little road trip up to Columbus on Saturday, weather permitting,
buddy,
and we're gonna see the Blue Jackets take on the St. Louis Blues. So Hopefully we can get that winning streak going, or continued rather. I think they're, what, up to 9 games now? 8 games?
They're 9, yeah.
Yeah, so.
They could be 10 by the time we go up
yeah,
there.
Yeah, so hoping we can see a victory and maybe get some Deepido along the way, too. And who knows?
Ooh.
Hope we don't get snowed in.
Why'd you have to steal mine now?
Shut the fuck up. Quit bitching.
Be better. What I'm looking forward to this weekend is also linked to the Blue Jackets trip. I'm looking forward to my new souvenir cup.
Oh, yes.
Nice.
Ooh. So cups. I love, and
plural.
It's something that, yeah, cups. Last time Witty and I went up for a quick day trip for the Jackets game, we each bought 2 souvenir sodas, which each came with a free refill sticker, but we ignored the sticker because we wanted 2 cups. Yep. So I don't know if I'm going to go 2 cups, ignore the sticker this time, or if I'm just going to have 4 32-ounce Mountain Dews. Yeah. Which,
it's a tough decision.
I mean, we are going to be driving back the same night, so I might need that caffeine. So, but
hey,
I might be stopping
4 guys, 8
to
cups.
Piss about 4 times on the highway. So, yeah.
So this is episode 50. Before episode 51 comes out, the Major League Baseball season will have officially began.
Yeah, buddy. Yes.
So I am looking forward to opening day next Thursday. I'm not going to the game, or at least I have tickets. I'm trying to sell them on StubHub. So if you would like to go to the game, go to StubHub, enter code. Nah, we don't have a code. Just buy my tickets on there. And, you know, the Reds are getting ready to come back.
Wire to wire.
DB will give a neck rub to whoever buys the tickets.
Yes.
Well, I am also looking forward to the Jackets game, but I'm also looking forward to any of the food that we might eat up there. Like, maybe I'll try Cane's for the first time. Might have some DB dough. Who
BD's,
knows?
Man. BD's Mongolian barbecue.
Oh, yeah.
And then on Sunday, I'm coming back and, you know, taking my dog to see the Easter Bunny. So that's weird.
Fucking serious?
Yeah. Get a picture with the Easter Bunny.
That's a try-hard move.
Well...
If there was any respect I had left for you, it's gone.
You don't have respect for me.
It's, yeah. Well, we learned that Hefe is going to be sitting on a 5-gallon bucket on the way home.
Oh,
with
yeah.
With all the food he's been uneaten.
Yeah. Glad I'm not driving. Ugh. All right. Well, thank you for checking out the show. Be sure to follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Milliron Sports on Twitter, and then Facebook.com/Milliron Sports. We'll be sure to post all the pictures of Hefe's dog with the Easter Bunny for all you to share. Because
I'll post it.
I know you're waiting. I know you can't wait for him to share
that. I will
that.
Post it. It'll be on there.
Yeah. And check us out at MilIronSports.com. And, hey, thank you for being part of our 50th episode.
Woot woot.
Dilly dilly.
See you next week.